أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful And may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household Assalamu alaikum My dear audience, brothers and sisters And welcome to the series of Talks for Humanity I'm Hamza Azizi talking with you about the issue of environment in the Holy Book Talking with the about the significance of environment in the Holy Book We came across with the examples of attempts and efforts of great prophets for developing the land in which they inhabited. We talked about Prophet Sulaiman, and now we want to talk about Prophet Dawood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ We made easy coats of mail. أَنِعْمَلْ سَابِغَاتٍ وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ Keep the measure, make easy coats of mail, and keep the measure in arranging. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him how to use the metal, to use the iron in order to make new things. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلَّمْنَاهُ صَنَعَةَ لَبُوسٍ لَكُمْ We taught him the making of coats of mail for you, to protect you from your violence. So metal in general, or at least iron, is one of the items in our environment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not show inconsiderance about these issues. No, even he teaches his messengers how to teach people to behave and to work with these elements in the environment. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants human beings to learn how to develop the earth. The same initial mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the human being at the very beginning, I read for you the verse, أنشأكم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها. He brought you forth from the earth and made it your habitation, means made it, he brought you to the earth to develop it, to reclaim it. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his prophets in this way. In another verse, when talking about the story of Dhul Qarnayn, one of the great positive figures in the Holy Book. In chapter Kahf, when you recite chapter, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although Dhul Qarnayn was not apparently was not a prophet, but was one of the great servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the religious leaders actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes many stories about Dhul Qarnayn. He gives the report of different journeys of Dhul Qarnayn in different spots of the world. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا It was a question of the people in the Saudi Arabia and people in the Arabian Peninsula. They used to ask Prophet about Dhul Qarnayn. It seems that Dhul Qarnayn was a very prominent figure that was known to them or was known to the adherents of other religions. So they used to ask prophets about him. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا We made everything ready for him. And we took him to different spots of the earth. فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا In every land, when he used to go, he had enough abilities and enough possessions to make a new thing or to help people to develop the earth. حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس. And then he continues until he comes to a specific land and a specific nation. Follow us. We will talk about that after a short break. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه اللهم صل على محمد صلوا عليه يا مؤمنين
صل عليه.
Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you from Iran Radio about the environment in Quranic point of view. We came across this story of Dhul Qarnayn. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Kahf talks about Dhul Qarnayn and his activities in different spots of the earth. Then Dhul Qarnayn comes to the land of a specific nation. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ بَيْنَ السَّدَّيْنِ. It was a land between two barriers. وَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمَا قَوْمًا. There was a nation out of that, and the people started complaining about some enemies called يَأْجُوج and مَأْجُوج. قَالُوا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There are some enemies named يَأْجُوج and مَأْجُوج, and they are bothering us. They're making corruption on the earth. فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا. We give you some money so you will make a barrier for us so it will block them from coming to our land. قَالَ مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ. I don't need your money, but I will help you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes different stages of his activity in order to make a very good barrier. آتوني زبر الحديد. Bring me pieces of iron. حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين. بين الصدفين. When he had leveled up between the flanks. قال انفخوا. He said blow. حتى إذا جعله نارا. When he had turned it into a fire. قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرة. He said bring me molten copper to pour over it. To make it solid. So you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in very beautiful detail, he explains how Dhul Qarnayn uses different elements of environment around him in order to ease the life for the people of the land and in order to develop the land. Because when you make and you build a barrier for the land, that will help them in the future, not only for blocking the enemies to enter the land, but also for other benefits as well and other goals as well. Therefore, these are only some examples of the life of great figures in the Holy Book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through all of these examples, want to encourage human beings that it is correct that your primary duty is to serve me. Your primary duty is to be a good servant and is taqwa. But it does not mean necessarily that you don't have any responsibility toward environment. You definitely have responsibility. First of all, these are the blessings of the Lord, so you will be accountable about them. And secondly, you have the duty to use them. These are blessings. You have to use them in order to make the earth more developed, more improved. So these verses are going to work even in our modern life. There's no need to find any verse in the book about chemistry, about physics, about any other topics of the modern sciences. No, there's no need. These are the clues. These are the general instructions that make us understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to use these elements of environment. We will talk about that in the next episode more comprehensively. Thank you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Jannah, Jannah, it's all